With Sporthair's Barry Guy.
An unbeaten fifth wicket partnership of 113 between Shreyas Iyer and Ravindra Jadeja has put India on top after the first day of the opening test against New Zealand in Kanpur. After winning the toss, India battled through the first two sessions against some testing bowling from pacemen Kyle Jamieson and Tim Southee. The three-pronged spin attack of Vijay Patel, Will Somerville and Rashan Ravindra bowled well but without success. Playing in his first test in Asia, Jamieson finished the day with 3 for 47.
Test cricket in India is, you know, is a toil and is hard graft for long periods. It's certainly not going to happen as quick as what it does at home. But I think we were pretty good, you know, for large parts of the day. You know, India may be slightly ahead, but if we start well tomorrow morning, we can certainly put some pressure on them, and, you know, we can be pretty pleased with how the day panned out.
Meanwhile, Sri Lanka beat the West Indies by 187 runs in the first test in Gaul. Next year's New Zealand Golf Open looks on shaky ground due to the upcoming changes to the international border and MIQ. The tournament had been moved until late March in the hope of attracting some top overseas talent, but that's now unlikely to happen, with foreign nationals not able to get into New Zealand until after April 30th. That has left tournament director Michael Gladding deflated.
On the surface, it looks very much as if we're going to really struggle to get anybody in from overseas unless things do change dramatically. And you get to a point where you have to make a decision by a certain time, otherwise you can't put the event on. So we're now sort of looking at plan D, E and F, I guess.
Michael Gladding says an event featuring only New Zealand golfers or even cancellation now appear their only two options. A study by World Athletics during the Tokyo Olympics found that 87% of social media abuse was targeted at women. The study, which captured 250,000 tweets, GIFs and videos, found that 65% of the abusive posts warranted intervention from social media platforms. And Manchester United are close to appointing German Ralf Rangnick as interim manager on a six-month contract. Koina na pūrongo, hakinikina.